celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase.
There is no need to be making your mind up.
Makuchian representing Armenia at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Love Wave, which ended up coming 7th for Armenia. Yeah, it did. I had goosebumps at the feeling that that was going to win, and especially where it was drawn on the night, performing in the 20th places. I was like, oh, okay, we're going to have a winner here. Yeah, I wasn't quite right. And my brother Brendan, who put a bet on, lost his money. Oops. I know, sometimes that happens at Eurovision. Anyway, yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm Kieran Arie-Tussiot, and welcome to Forest FM. Oh yes, East Dorset's first community radio station. Oh, I almost forgot. No, I didn't. It was on the tip of my tongue, but I wanted to make sure I said it correctly. Yes, so we're broadcasting right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the beautiful New Forest. Yes, of course, it's rather chilly now outside, so make sure you wrap up warm. But it's still as beautiful as ever, isn't it? Yes, I think so. Now, if you wanted to get in contact with the show, then it would be wonderful to hear from you. It really, really would. And you can find us on social media and on our website.
Get in touch with us and send us a request. For details, head over to our website, escshowcase.com. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Yes, of course. Also, we're on Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel. And I've played Armenia 2016 because the hosts of this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest is the 20th edition. One of them will be Evita Mkhitaryan, and she'll be there. And joining her will be Karina Egnetan, and she represented Armenia at the 2019 Junior Eurovision Song Contest, placing 9th with Colours of Your Dream. And completing the trio is writer and comedian Garek Papoyan. Yes, although he himself has never represented Armenia on the Eurovision stage, he did write Arama MP3's 2014 song, Not Alone, which gave Armenia its joint highest placing at the Adult Eurovision Song Contest, coming 4th in Copenhagen. Yes, now we're changing it up a little bit. We're heading over to a country which doesn't compete in Eurovision anymore, which draws a tear to my eye.
Luxembourg.
That's right, and we're going to head to the contest in
1987.
Yes, it's time to hear Plastic Bertrand with Amour, Amour. Now, he came second last with this song. But you remember, you might not, but in 1977, excuse me, Plastic Bertrand, who is a French speaker, but from Belgium, I think he was born in Brussels, actually. Yes, had a international hit with the song Ça prend pour moi. And he ended up coming 8th in the UK charts with that. Yes, got to number 1 in France, obviously. But it got to number 2 in Australia, did you know? Yeah. So let's hear a bit of Plastic Bertrand for Paula Luxembourg. Amour, amour. Yes. Not the direct translation for the English version. But I love this song. And this goes out to Stella in Iceland, in Reykjavik.
Amour, amour, qu'est-ce que c'est bien?
Hello, this is Jordan from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my version of Freaks.
And they say that it's all fun, but they're fun, it ain't fun, man, I'm done. And I know we're all different, our beliefs and religion, but I don't see the difference in me, you, your two, or my vote. So if you've had enough, then we are the freaks. I've been kicked down in the dirt. I pretend that it don't hurt. And I know that they're just words, but stick stones, they break bones. But just know, we could all be disciples, and we'll write our own Bible. We'll put freaks in the titles. It's me, you, your two, and Wavu. So if you've had enough, then
apparently he's a freak. That's Jordan Clark there with Freaks. And that was probably joint second, you would say, for the UK's Eurovision National Final in 2019. Eurovision, you decide. That was up in Salford, in Manchester. Yes, I remember. Yes, I mean, I loved Michael Rice, and yeah, I thought he deserved better at the contest. But many Eurovision fans think that probably should have done better too. Well, would have done better than coming last. That's Jordan Clark with Fritz. Yeah, right, now it's time for us to move on, and we're going to have another request, which is live and kicking, like last week. We did. This is a request for Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. And he's requested a song from Dansk Melody Grand Prix, the Danish Eurovision National Final in 1986. And this is quite random, of course, but we love random, don't we here, Robert? And I do too, and you, the lovely listener, I'm sure you agree. So this is Birte Kjær. She ended up representing Denmark in 1989 with Vi Mille Buen Dreux, I think that's how you pronounce it. Said it with a French accent, didn't I? It wasn't very Danish of me. Anyway, slap on the wrist. she tried to represent Denmark in 1987, as well as 1986, and I think maybe in 88. Goodness me, they all try so well. But Betty Care, this is a lovely song. It's up-tempo, and it's cheesy, but that's what Eurovision's all about. Certainly, Pat, then. Back in the 80s, oh, excuse me, Windy Pops, at those days. So from Danish into English, Ville du Mer means, do you want to come along? Oh, so that's nice, isn't it? So enjoy, live from the Danish National Final, Melody Grand Prix of 1986, here's Berthe with Ville du Mer. Yes, round of applause, please. Thank you. This is a bouncy one. Enjoy! Tune and a great great request from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. That's Berthe Care with Ville du Mer, which means, do you want to come along? And of course, I want to go to that party. Wouldn't you? I certainly would. So,
Moldova.
Time for another song, and we're going to
2022.
Yes, here's Zob du Zob with Frativ Anov with Tan Stakyu, which means train journey. Oh, yeah. Kishinauro Bucharest. And this came seventh at this year's Eurovision Song Contest.
Care țară, unde începe? Țară veche, țară nouă, parcă-i una, parcă-s două, ba, 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 preună, parcă-s două.
let's go. Folklore and rock and roll. Like a train on the air.
Zob Budiv Frati Adanov with Trans Takuru. That was Moldova 2022, right here on the Eurovision Showcase. Oh, yes. Yes, okie dokie. Right, it's time to move on, and we've got another request. We're going to a little bit close to home, Worthing, West Sussex. Hello, James and Jason Brett. I hope you're both well, boys. Thank you very much for getting in contact with us. It's always an absolute pleasure. And you've requested a fantastic song from the Slovenian national final of 2005. Yes, so it couldn't get, once again, a little bit more random here on the Eurovision Showcase. This is what we do best. It really is, to be fair. We like to have the bizarre. And this is no exception. Yes, and it's from Rebecca Dramier. And she ended up representing Slovenia in her own right in 2008 with Vakna Juzamen. She didn't manage to qualify out of the semi-finals, but she had this song which came second behind Omanabe's song Stop, which ended up coming 12th in the semi-finals of 2005. So, Rebecca Danye, do your worst. This is a disco classic, as Jason in West Sussex has said to us. So, go for it, girl. Rebecca, you are unstoppable. This is a great tune.
Let's go. 1971.
Sternenklare Nächte und die Luft ist wie Jasmin. Flüsse wie Kristall so klar und Wälder saftig grün. Kann es das noch geben oder ist es schon zu spät? Das für alle überall. Schluten senkt sich über Stadt und Land. Wo noch gestern Kinder waren, bedeckt heut Öl den Strand. In den Düsenriesen fliegen wir dem Morgen zu. Wie wird dieses Morgen sein, sinnlos oder voller Sonnenschein?
Liegt an dir, diese Welt, hat das Leben uns geschenkt. Sie ist
Katja Epstein for Germany in 1971 with the song Diese Welt, which means this world. It does, yes. And she ended up coming third at the 1971 Eurovision Song Contest in the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin, Ireland. Second place was Spain, oh yes, with Katrina with En Un Mundo Nuevo. And coming first was Monaco, Severin with Un Blanc, Un Bru, Un Rue. And Rob knows all the lyrics to all three of those songs, don't you?
Potatoes.
Now that would be in Ireland, dear.
You said the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin.
So yeah, potatoes. But the lyrics to those three songs.
No, I don't know them.
Pay attention, dear.
And all the lyrics to the Neighbours theme tune.
Oh, yes. I'll bet you're excited.
Oh, I'm very thrilled. Yay.
It's coming back.
Favourite programme ever. Love it. And people who don't like it just don't know what they're missing.
Well, it was quite funny. Your work colleague, Renata, in the back of the car on Friday night was like, what really interests you about Neighbours? And you were struggling to sort of like come up with a real answer because it was like, oh, it's just like it breaks the boundaries, which is, I was like, yeah, it actually really does.
It has broken boundaries recently with lots of different, the first gay wedding in Australian television. They had the first transgender character on Australian television, the first bisexual character on. It was a real shame that it ended when it did because it was on good form. So I'm really pleased it's coming back. And for me, I've just watched it since I was a child. So it's just really nostalgic and it's part of my life.
Oh, so that's actually quite sweet, Rob, actually, if you don't mind saying.
I do.
You are
moving
sweet.
On from that, should we do a Neighbours random request? Pick a character in a year. We'll go with,
I'm going to go with Madge and 1992.
Was she in it in 92? I think she was. No, that's when, yes, she wasn't. She left in 92 and came back in about 97 and then left again and then she died of cancer in about 2002.
Oh, they actually killed her off.
They did kill her off, but she's still alive in real life.
Yeah, she ended up going over to Emmerdale, the actress.
I think so. Harold Bishop appeared for the last for the last one though. But
I never
he's
forget.
Still going strong.
I never forget. I was about 6 or 7 when he was in inverted commas eaten by a shark. Do you remember?
Yeah, that was a bit daft when he brought back from the dead. But hey, you know, that was probably one of the low points of Neighbours But you know, they shouldn't have killed him off in the first place. He was too big a character. But that was one of the lowest point of Neighbours. And every Neighbours fan will agree. The lowest point is when, I think it was in the late 80s, the dog bouncer had a dream that he was marrying another dog. And they did this. I have to find it and show you on YouTube. They did a whole dream sequence of him with this other dog, and every Neighbours fan in the world says that was the absolute lowest point of Neighbours. It was quite early on. So.
I've never heard of such a strange thing before. Even EastEnders don't do that.
Well, no, EastEnders just do lots of. At least that's a nice thing. Whereas in EastEnders, you just end up getting killed by gangsters. I think I'd rather have a dream of two dogs getting married than being killed by two gangsters.
Oh, Rob, you've broken the barrel now.
I'll show you on YouTube later.
You have to. How long did this episode go on for?
Oh, no, it was just like a scene. It was like a kind of a minute scene. It wasn't the whole... It was silly. It was silly, but that's was the low point.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Rob, that's brilliant. What time is it now for?
Oh, it's for Rob's random request. Broken Kieran.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's random request.
So I have a hatful of years and a hatful of countries, and I pick one out of both and try and get a song, basically, that matches. So if I pick Australia, that'd be really funny.
It would just top everything off,
it
really.
It would, wouldn't it? But that'd be very unlikely. No, Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland. Wow. Well, they've pretty much been in every single contest. They've never really withdrawn, though. They got relegated a few times.
Because I should just have to pick once, things. Then, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should really, to be fair.
Okay. 1999.
Okay, well, they were relegated. Because they got nil point the year before.
Okay.
I'm in Birmingham. With Gunvor, with Lachin.
1976.
Ah, Jumbo. This is the one with the clown, Rob.
Oh, no.
And you were like, oh, no, scary.
Clowns should not be allowed to live.
Rob, that's a bit dark.
Clowns are dark. Hate them. Scary things.
Okay, well, yeah. But hate is such a strong word, Rob.
Okay, maybe that is a strong word.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad it took you about 5 seconds to realise that. What are you doing?
Just looking at YouTube for you.
Oh, gosh. Bouncer's I'm getting it
dream
ready.
Neighbours, oh, there no.
We are. We've got a radio show to produce, dear. Hands off. Rude. Right, okay. Sorry, that sounded wrong. So, basically, Switzerland came fourth this year with Jumbo Jumbo. This is great. This is Peter Suhrmark, famously came fourth. Also in 1981 with Io Sensataire. And then they had that strange song in 1979. You remember with all the dustbins and the garbage.
Yeah.
The something company. I can't remember. That's bad me. And then they had a song, a really beautiful one in French, actually, at the 1971 contest. So anyways, here's Peter, Sue and Mark with Jumbo Jumbo.
Jumbo Jumbo Sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, that dog would probably like a jumbo sausage.
Probably
it?
Would like a jumbo sausage.
Switzerland.
I can't believe that is still a thing. That is a thing. It's not still a thing because, thankfully, it's yeah. I wonder why.
1976.
Oh, this was the year Brotherhood of Man won with "Save Your Kisses for Me" for the United Kingdom.
Yay.
But here is Peter, Sue and Mark. Jumbo Jumbo for Switzerland, La Suisse, La Svezia, Schweiz. There you go. Merci, Robert.
The birds have known the old man for many years. His eyes have seen so much and look so mild. He's up at 4 and early every morning. He feeds them and feels happy like a child. With little boys and girls around his feet. When Jumbo Jumbo plays his barrel organ, children call it circus in the street.
Time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
And your latest news today, Sunday the 20th of November 2022. Yes, London Eurovision Party 2023 will be taking place on Sunday the 16th of April 2023. So get yourselves booked in for that and blank out your calendars. Thank you very much. Yes, as I mentioned earlier, the junior Eurovision 2022 hosts have been announced. Also, the finalists of Vibda 2023 for the Ukrainian national final, which is taking place, yes, have all been released, all seven artists. Loreen, who won for Sweden at the Eurovision Song Contest 2012 in Baku in Azerbaijan, has hinted at a return to Melodifestivalen with the songwriters of her Eurovision-winning song, yes, Euphoria. Oh, yes. Now, over on Australia, they have confirmed that they are going back to an internal selection for Eurovision 2023. So there's going to be no Australian national final for this coming contest in Liverpool next year. However, the rumour mill has been abundant with the possibilities of Dami Im participating at the Eurovision next year in Liverpool. So we wait with anticipation on that. At least certainly I am. The Eurovision winners of 1974, also for Sweden, ABBA and Måneskin for Italy at the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest have received nominations for the 2023 Grammy Awards. Yes, and Eurovision stars Kalush Orchestra and Sam Ryder from the UK and Ukraine, respectively, feature heavily at the 2022 MTV European Music Awards. So that's good to hear also. And there has been some brand new music, which we're going to hear very shortly from the likes of Loïc Notet. Oh, yeah.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Kaliapi. I'm from Macedonia and this is my song, Donna. Enjoy, my dear.
Marlene, I'm the singer of 1999 entry One Good Reason.
Give me one good reason and I will give you two.
Say I love you forever. Say you will say I do.
This is Cornelia Jacobs from Sweden, and this is my song, Hold Me Closer. I hope you like it.
Cause tomorrow will hurt really bad. Cause I'm about to lose the best I ever had. Hold me closer, although you leave before the sunrise. I'll be bleeding, but don't you mind, I'll be fine. Oh, it kills me.
The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Ori-Tuttiet. The most eclectic hour of music anywhere in the United Kingdom. And remember, there's no need to be making your mind up.
Belgium. Nous tous les rêveurs, nous nous plaisons dans nos malheurs.
Le monde entier s'en plaint, mais pourtant comme moi tu fais rien. Pardonne ma question du coup, sais-tu pourquoi tu penses tes genoux? Si encore sans cesse toujours pour dire t'attends tranquille ton tour. La même, je suis le premier, c'est vrai, j'aime plâcher le parfait. Mais qu'est-ce que quelques larmes pour l'attention, mon mélodrame? Comme d'hab, extrapoler, pourquoi pas même le sublimer? Alcoolisé, drogué, le soir t'abuses, démon joué. La vie de l'homme c'est tout, le rien c'est jamais assez fou. Il blesse, il est tabou, lâchement te vent, s'il prend des coups. L'humain veut plus penser, tu sais, la frousse d'être critiqué. Soumis, t'aimes trop te taire. Mais si tu crois le contraire, peur de dire, parfois je crains même d'un peu rire. Loin de moi l'idée de te nuire, j'ai jamais voulu te faire souffrir. Mais l'angoisse, faut l'avouer, d'oser par soi même y penser. M'a tout comme toi forcé de valser bêtement ou pas le masquer. Crois-moi, retiens mes mots, promis mon conseil, c'est pas faux. Le bonheur sera l'audace qu'aura ton cœur si tu rêvasses. Pour un jour bannir l'orgueil, peu m'importe que le monde le veuille. Un jour se satisfaire, sans jamais vouloir mieux faire. Compter le montant, bien triste mais sans l'argent, t'en profites pas autant. Les rêves sont pas gratuits, même si la rumeur le dit. La vie c'est pour les grands, plus de place pour les enfants. Les jobs, les testaments, repars en vol, toi Peter Pan. Plus de place pour la magie, dans ce monde où l'homme a tout dit. J'espère souvent mon lit, heureusement crever c'est permis. Alors je m'adresse à toi, le gardien du pays. Dis-moi si ça te dit qu'on vienne te voir une fois l'ami. Ce sera pas comme sur Terre, je polluerai plus ton air. Ce sera plus comme des millénaires, promis plus de polémiques de guerre. Je te refile pas l'enfer,
an amazing tune. That is Loïc Notaire, who represented Belgium in 2015, coming fourth with Rhythm Inside. That is his brand new single called Mélodrame, which means melodrama. Yes. And what a great song. Yes, the vast majority of Loïc Notaire's songs of his first two albums were in English, but at the end of Celio Germania was a poignant, I can't even say the word, you know what I mean, and touching 6-minute French song, Mistre et Mime. And this seems to have been the first sign of the Belgian star's musical evolution, as Loïc is returning to French for a start of a new era, which this is Mélodrame. Yes. So, great stuff. Okay, now it's time for one of my favourite parts of the show.
The best of the rest.
Better than all the rest. Oh, yes, it's time for us to celebrate a song from a national final that sadly didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest. And it would have come second or third or fourth or fifth or anything like that. I'm open ears to anything. So if you've got a request for that or any type of request, head over to our website, get in contact with us. Go to www.escshowcase.com or find us on social networking channels, Facebook or Twitter. Right, so we're going to head over to the beautiful country, which I've had the pleasure of going to.
Iceland.
Yes. And the song that came second in the Icelandic Eurovision National Final of 2016. Here is the lovely Fredrik Dór live in Vestmannaeyjar in the Westman Islands, which are on the south coast of Iceland. And the song that he's going to sing is...
Í síðasta skipti.
Yeah, which means for English, for the last time. Í síðasta skipti. I hope I pronounced that right. And Frederick came second with this. And he's got a band behind him. Great. Happy Kieran.
Ég man það svo vel, manstu að hvernig ég sveiflaði þér fram og tilbaka í örmunum á mér. Ég man það, ég man það svo vel. Því þessar minningar, minningar kvelja mig, kvelja mig. Gerðu það leið mér að leiða þig. Má heyra Lasta Í höndina á mér og ekki sleppa. Sýttu mér aftur hvað er að elska.
Því þessar minningar, minningar kvelja mig, kvelja mig. Gerðu það lengi að leiða þig. Síðasta skipti í höndina á mér og ekki sleppa. Í síðasta skipti haldur í höndina á mér og ekki sleppa. Sýndu mér aftur það er að elska.
Fredrik Dór there, from Iceland, singing his amazing ballad from the Songs for Keppnin, which is the Icelandic Eurovision National Final of 2016. Yes. Now it's time for some proper Live and Kicking. Now I'm going to up speed the things. Should have had lots of ballads at the moment. So it's time for us to head off as well. And we're going to hear Israel 1983. Yes, we are indeed.
The performing artist, interpreted by Ofra Chaza.
Yes.
As I said, this group has impressed enormously in rehearsals. Mm. I think it's rather like the other Israeli entries, but it has a terrific vivacity. Hi.
Believe Terry when he says it. So that's it for the Eurovision Showcase. I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. See you soon. Toodaloo.
עוד נישאות לאור רבים חוכי אך גם פרחי ולפני שנים רבות מספור אני שואל ומתפלל טוב שלא אתה עוד התקפה עובר מזמור מדור לדור ומעיין מאז ועד עולם אני שואל
The 2023 Eurovision Song Contest is coming to Liverpool this coming May, and the Eurovision Showcase is going to keep you updated with the latest news and national finals results, music and ticket information. Join Eurovision superfan Kieran Arithotiat. For more information, head to www.escshowcase.com.